Okay. Let me just also admit some people. Okay. It's confused.
Okay. I'll admit everyone. You can.
All right. Let me just. We still got another minute, so we still got a minute to start. It's starting to get winter here in Florida. I need a sweater. I don't know about you people. Only when you go outside. Inside, I still need air conditioning and a fan. But outside, it's getting a little cold.
Was it hit 70?
I don't know. What is it outside? You know?
I don't know. It's a little cold. Not much.
A little bit. It's probably in the 60s. I don't know. Okay, I make people feel bad.
No, it shows 55. You're really freezing over there.
55.
Wow.
Wow. Okay, see that?
I'm going to shut my heat off so I can connect to Rebbe. Just so I should,
That's it, it's time. All right. Okay, let's start here. So we're starting a brand new Tysis. Just for the sake of clarity, because I'm afraid we're getting to get confused, because since once we learned the Pshat and Rashi, to keep the Cheshbon, that the Pshat and Rashi and Pshat and Tysis are two separate Pshatim. The Gemara says, we have to go back. There's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos if Rabbi Yehuda had a havamin or not, a valid svara. Tosfos learns that Rabbi Yehuda had a valid svara. Gemara asks, "Lav kava chomer," because the Gemara hears the svara the other way. So there's a machlokes in Shiko Adas between Rabbi Yehuda and the stam of the Gemara, which way the svara goes. So according to Tysis, the Parshat Pshat and the Gemara is that we have a machlekes in Shiko Adas. Pashtus in Yashrus and Svara is like the Maksha. That's where the Maksha is asking Lav Kava Chomer. And the Gemara is saying to prove from a Tana that the Yashrus is like Rav Yehuda. That would be the simple Pshat and the Gemara. The Maram says that the Farish, that's a simple pshat. In other words, the simple pshat is we have a machlekes amaron, what in Yashvis, in Svara. Rav Yehuda holds that kavanos and ahazik pashas is a kuda because it makes it harder to watch. And the Maksham said it's a chumrah because it makes it a bigger pshia because havlein asugah daite. If you learn like the Mariko and Zadik. So there's a Machlekes and Shiko Adas, whether Kavanos and Ahazik causes more Pshia or less Pshia. And obviously each one has a valid side. The other side is wrong. It's just a question is which way is more Mistavra. So Parshat Pshat, the Gemara is just going to a Tana. It says, listen, you got a Machlekes Amaron. So let's see, the Tanaim are smarter than us. And let's see what the Tanaim held. That would be Parshat Pshat and the Gemara. In Rashi, we learned a completely different pshat because we thought that Rashi held that Rav Yehuda did not have a Hava Svara. So then, if you want to salvage Rav Yehuda, you have to base it on a Xeris HaKosev. So that's why we had to say that in Rashi, Eved Vamas Patra Midaraisa, and therefore it's a simon to Xeris HaKosev. But in the simple pshat in the Gemara, you don't have to say Eved Vama is Pater Midaraisa. You could say it's Pater Midrabanan. It could just be that the somehow or another, Eved Vama proves to us that the Chazal held in Svara like Rav Yehuda. That's the, I know that I want to make clear that there's this the simple pshat in the Gemara is completely different than what we were saying yesterday. We were saying yesterday that Eved Ba'ama is since it's part of Midaraisa is a simit, we learn out from their Xeris Akasas. That's not the simple pshat. Now, we'll have to see in Tysus, but Pashtus, Tysus is working with the simple pshat that we're trying to be Machria, who is right. We have a Machlegas Amaron, between Rav Yehuda and the Maksha, and we're bringing a Raya from a Tana. The Tana is smarter. Well, the Tana will prove to us who's right. Okay. All right, that's just the simple background. And let's read Tysus. Regretfully, this Tysus, I don't want to say it doesn't make too much sense. Obviously, at the end of the day, it does make sense, but it's a very, very hard Tysus. Everyone has problems, both on Tysus' questions are schwer and Tysus' answer is extremely schwer. So let's read it slowly. And then we'll have some time to think about it. Tim Taimar. Eved Ama Gufa. Neidet Megama Poymer Tishen is Chayiv. Kimen Dakati Lo Yoda Taimar Tishemi Yatena Rabo. In other words, that you're bringing a mission of Eved Ama. So Hagufa. How does Eved Ama make sense? Mega Kava Homer from Shane. Because Madav Shane that's Chaye, which is not Kavanasa Lahazik, Eved Ama, which is Kavanasa Lahazik, is surely Chaye. Since the Gemara at this point doesn't know the Svara of Shemi Akhtitenu, and they hold that Kavanasa Lahazik is a Chumra. You should make a Kalva Chaymer from Shein. You should make a Kalva Chaymer from Shein.
So this is already a commitment that the Ptur is a Derabana, not a Deraisa.
Why is that?
Because if it's a Deraisa, how can you, ask, it should be Potter. How can you ask that you should learn from Shane that it should be Chayav if I have a pasuk that is Potter?
Well, maybe, I don't know. Maybe he's saying that he's Gufa asking, where do you get the Deraisa din that you're Potter? I don't know. I'm not sure. It's a rabbi.
Can the Kal v'chomer override like a drasha and use the drasha for something else?
Wait. Okay, wait 1 second. Let me go slow. 1 second. You gotta jump in. What Kal v'chomer? I don't understand. Sorry. Taivis asigasha. That Eved Ama, we should learn how to make Kal v'chomer from Shane. Not of Shane. Is chayiv, so Eved Ama should surely be chayiv. The other should surely be chayiv. Right. So Tavis is very schwer. Why is Tavis' question very schwer?
Who's he asking it according to?
He holds it a kula, no.
He holds that kavanasa as a chumra.
Before.
What? Tavis is asking, what's the Kavah Chaymer? The Kavah Chaymer is Shein, which is not Kavanah, so the Hasik is Chayiv. And on the name, the Kavah Chaymer is Shein is Chayiv. And what's the Kavah Chaymer? What's the Kavah Chaymer?
Was he asking you
a question? If you're Chayiv without Kavah Chaymer, then close can you Chayiv with Kavah Chaymer?
Right. The Kavah is asking, Shein is Chayiv without Kavanah, so the Hasik. So it's called Chayiv with Kavanah and Hazik. Yeah,
but didn't before Tosa say that Shane is Chayiv because it's not Kavanah and Hazik?
That was in
Dafka.
But where we're saying that Av Kavah Chaymer, that we don't hold the Rav Yehuda.
Oh, whoopsie.
So Tavis is saying according to the Maskana that we don't hold that Rav Yehuda. And we know that Kavanah Sarahazik is a Chumra.
They're going to know Lezika.
So, okay, well, good question.
That's a Pircha.
So why don't we learn out Eved Ama from a Kavah Chaymer from Shein?
But who's speaking in the Gemara?
What happened to
who's speaking in the Gemara? The Gemara, it's Rabbi Yehuda's, you know,
right
turn. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Kavanos al-Hazik is a Kula.
Right.
So who is he asking on Tosis?
Right. So you're right. So that is the first Pliatsum on Tosis. In other words, Tosis is asking, so that's exactly what the Gemara is saying. That's what the Gemara is saying. That it says in the Mishnah, what Tavis is asking is the Chayra Pashib Shan in the Gemara.
But the word didn't apply to
everyone. One second. Let me get to four. Let's get Pashib the problem. In other words, Tavis is asking that why don't we learn out Evid Amas is Chayra? Excellent question. So the chayra, the answer has to be that kavanas al-hazik is not a chumra, it's a kula. So that's gupa pshah and the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, the simple pshah and the Gemara is, Rabbi Yehuda had his svara. Rabbi Yehuda held in svara that kavanas al-hazik is a kula. The Gemara argued and said, "Not kavachaymer. We hold in svara it's a chumra." So Rabbi Yehuda is saying, "I'll prove to you from a Mishnah that I'm right, because if you say that kavanas al-hazik is a chumra, so why is that if I'm a potter? You should make a kavachaymer. Gufa tayvis is kasha. It must be that I'm right." So Tayvis's question is really not a question. That's Pasha, that's what the Gemara is saying. That's what the whole Gemara is trying to prove that Rabbi Yehuda is right. That there's no Gavachaymer. That's good Pshah and the Gemara. What's Taibis want? That's good what the Gemara is saying. If you were right, then it'll be a Gavachaymer. So it must be that you're wrong and Rabbi Yehuda is right.
The Mukhrach that Tosos is saying that this step is trying to make trying to make Kavanas al-Hazik into a kula, or is it just making it not a chumra?
Nothing is mukhrach. We don't know.
Maybe he's just maybe the Gemara is just trying to make it not a chumra, but maybe Tosus.
But even if it's not a chumra, then it's still not a kavachaymer.
Yeah, Belshazzar.
But it's not a chumra. No kavachaymer.
M'nei to kill a farce, and you've been waiting, measuring a film.
So that's the. So the Maisa, the Maram asks this question, right? The Maram asks this question that he doesn't understand what Tavis's problem is, right? Let's look at the Maram. Maram asks this problem. Let me just get the Maram. Kushas on Taisus Tamua. Taisus Kusha doesn't make any sense. Tanai Makshu, what's he asking? So Ahasha Gemara Osin Okli, the Gemara is trying to prove me Evan Ba'ama, the Asfarahi, the Ain Kavanos Lahasik, who Chayiv, that Fakir, that Ain Kavanos Lahasik is a Chumba, the Kavanos Lahasik, who Ptur. They're trying to prove Rabbi Yehuda's svara that kavanas al-hazik is a p'tur, a pirish roi de masnisin, v'avei shaper k'damar Rabbi Yehuda. Umaisi raya is that? And they're bringing a raya mi masnisin to Eved Amma. To islay de masnisin, the sefas yadayim de p'turik. Now we see that Eved Amma is potter. And we don't learn out a kavachomer from Shane. Shmamine, the sferde de masnisin, that's funny. We see that the Tana of the Mishnah, who's smarter than us, holds the Kavanas of Ahazik Potter. So that's Kupa what the Gemara is trying to say. Okay, my Shai and Ahakshos, Evel Amma, Kupa, Nehme, Kavachomer, right? Is that what he's asking? He says, Tavis's question doesn't make any sense. Because the whole Gemara, the purpose of the Gemara is to prove from the Tana of the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda is right. And if you're trying to prove from the time the Mishnah of Yehuda is right, so then there's no kasha.
Don't be asked on the Mishnah?
What?
Does this ask on the Mishnah? How the Mishnah?
The Mishnah, okay, I don't know. The Rabbi Parshat Shad is, the Mishnah held like Rabbi Yehuda. Parshat Shad is, according to Taisus, we're not assuming Rabbi Yehuda was off the wall. There's a Machlekes and Shiko Adas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Gemara. So the Gemara is saying, me did not have it, I'll prove to you that Rabbi Yehuda was right. Okay. So what is the Maram? That's the Maram's answer. Maybe he's going to say like you. Visarach Lomar B'daychik. You have to say B'daychik. T'hochi Machcho Taibis. Kivin Neparach Gemara Arab Yehuda B'lav Kal V'chomer. The Gemara asks the question of Yehuda B'lav Kal V'chomer. And even though Rabbi Yehuda was coming to explain a Mishnah, coming to explain our Mishnah, the Gemara is saying you can't learn it, Kedam Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara, even though he's saying like this, at this point in time, we don't know that there's another, it's a Teichik Maram, but he's making it sound like we don't know that there's any other Pshat in the Mishnah besides Rabbi Yehuda. So what's the Gemara's kashim lav Rav Chaimer? Rav Yehuda's forced from our Mishnah, which is a little funny because, of course, obviously the Gemara knew you could say the opposite. Edamai, okay, so it must be the Gemara holds that even if you have a riot from the Mishnah, we don't say, we can't say it because it's not logical. Just like we weren't ready to accept Rav Yehuda, even though Rav Yehuda had a raya from our Mishnah, so we shouldn't accept Rav Yehuda if he has a raya from Mishnah of Yadayim. The Tikshina, that called time of my, the Patrina of Ebed Abba, Kina Ashkan the Shem, the Chayef, he being Kavanos and Hazik, Kosh came to Kavanos and Hazik. In other words, so the Maram is saying that the Taitis feels that the Gemara, when the Gemara asks, Lav Kavah Chomer, the Gemara is so adamant in that question that even if you have a raya from a Mishnah, we're not going to back down. Right? You know, we thought that isn't there's a machlekes amarim. Rabbi Yehuda holds one way, the Gemara the Machsha holds the other way. It's edu v'edu, and therefore, if you bring a raya from a Mishnah, the Gemara should back down. So Tzavis is saying no. And the Gemara asked for lav kama chaymer. The Gemara was adamant. And once they're adamant, then even if you have a raya from a Mishnah, it's not going to help us. Can't be. And he brings a raya of the Maram, which is a very weak raya, Pashas, because Rabbi Yehuda had a raya from our Mishnah on that base. Because that's how he read the Noroi. And yet the Gemara has to cash on him. The very weak raya, because Pashas, the Gemara knows that you could say, you can explain our Mishnah in different ways. Gemara in the next line says, the opposites for in our Mishnah. But okay, but even without a riot, and Maram Shad is, when the Gemara is asked, Titus holds, when the Gemara is asking, Lav Kav HaChomer, they're not going to be misspoiled, even if you quote a Mishnah that proves them wrong. Okay, so far good? So the million-dollar problem with the Maram is going to be that he basically makes Taisus impossible, Taisus' answer impossible. Because if the Gemara's kasha is that we're so adamant in Svara that we're right, that even if you have a raya from a Mishnah, we're not going to be misfoil. So what's Taisus' answer? There's a raya from that Mishnah. So what is a raya from that Mishnah? The whole kasha is that the Gemara holds that it can't be. It can't be, it can't be. In other words, the Maram is almost, he's making Davis's question so, he's painting Davis into a corner that there's no way you can answer such a question. Right? Let's go over that again. Davis asked a kasha that why don't we learn how to end the Amma from a Gav HaChomer? Maram asked Akasha, what's Tavis's problem? Say that we're bringing a raya from that Mishnah, that Rav Yehuda is right. So the Maram answers, because the Gemara is not ready to hear. It's impossible to say Rav Yehuda is right. Even if you got a raya from a Mishnah, I'm not going to accept that Rav Yehuda is right, because that can't be. My Svara tells me that Rav Yehuda is wrong, So even if you have a Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda, he still must be wrong. Okay, so then what's the Gemara doing? Mi davi adadaba. What are they doing? What are they doing? You have to say they're trying to bring a riot to Rabbi Yehuda. So what comes out at the end of the day? You're making it's impossible. You're making it impossible for Tzivos to answer his question.
Ruben, I don't feel like I have the question so clear, but I forgot why we're so convinced that the Gemara is bringing a riot to Yehuda Svara as opposed to just asking a Pircha. I don't know if that was maybe connected to Rashi's pshat that Yehuda didn't have a Svara, but
we'll have to see in Taisis. But Pasha pshat. Okay, maybe.
I would have thought the Pasha reading in Gemara is it's a Pircha. So then, if anything, the Maram is being Mechadish, like a new reading of the Gemara. Say, maybe Tosas, you shouldn't ask your Kasha because you should learn the Gemara, not that it's asking a Pircha, rather that it's bringing a Raya. So then maybe he's throwing out his, saying, no, that can't be Pshat in the Gemara, the Gemara is bringing a Raya from the Mishnah because we don't care about Raya from the Mishnah. Rather, so then he's back to learning the Gemara as being a Pircha.
Okay, I hear. In other words, you're saying that the Maram is going to have to learn the Gemara like we said yesterday in Rashi, not like Rashi, right? That's what you're saying, right? Basically, that's a Pircha, okay. The problem is that Pirchas only make sense if you're in the world of Deraisa. And Pashtus in Taisus says that the Raya is from the case of Enam is Chavein. Taisus in his answer. I know we didn't do the answer yet. So Taisus says that the even though you don't have the reason of Shem Yachtitanu, the Pamim that is Chavim, Yom Relon is Chavim, the Chach Patre B'chol Inyan. So that sounds hard to say that that's Deraisa. We'll have to see. But okay, we'll have to see. Pashup Shat, that's a Drabbanan. And then you can say, you know, this whole idea of Pircha would not make sense. So, okay, we'll see. Okay, but we have to wait till we get to Tavis's answer. Was that okay? Did I answer you a little bit?
I think so. I'm a little, I have to.
Okay, in other words, we'll say it like this. We'll grant your statement. There are two ways of learning the Gemara. There is two completely different ways of learning the Gemara. The simple way of learning the Gemara, according to Taisus, is that there's a machlekes and shiko adas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Maksha. Rabbi Yehuda is shiko adas holds the kavanos and asik is a kula because it's too hard to watch. The Maksha holds it's a chumra because you should be warned. There's a bigger pshia. The pasha pshia of the Gemara is bringing a raya from Mr. Tana. And obviously, Mr. Tana, who had more Das Torah than both of us, because he's a Tana, so I proved to you that he owes a Kavanos and a Hasek is a Kula. That's the simple Pshat in the Gemara. We said yesterday in Rashi, a whole complicated Pshat, that if you hold, not like the Miri, you know, we Gupa said, not like the Miri, that Kavanos, that Eved V'Omer is Pater Mideraisa, which, you know, I don't think you're gonna be able to get that into Taisus. But okay. But we said that if you have some source, some mikor, that Eved V'Omer is Pater Mideraisa, then you can go ahead and the question is why? And the reason is not Shema Yachnitanu. So then you can learn that as a raya from the Torah. That the Xeris are caused that Kavanos and Ahazik is a Kula. That doesn't seem to work at all in Taisus, because Taisus's whole kasha is the amma gupa neda mikava chomer shein is chayev. It sounds like obviously Tavis doesn't have any, you know, like the Tavis doesn't agree to the any of the svaras that we said why it should be patur mideraisa, right? In other words, that's a better answer. The whole shot that we were saying in Rashi is that there's some mikor that ever the amma is patur mideraisa, like the Talmud Taisus. Tayyid Rabbeinu Tam said, or we said, Eved Vama say, whatever. But he Taisus, Guba asked, Eved Vama, Guba Nevik Avahar, the Shein is Chayev, apparently holds that there is no, that there, unless you have Shema Yachni Tano, then Eved Vama will be Chayev.
Right.
So the only way to potter it is because it's the Shema Yachni Tano. So you can't say it's a Pircha.
I don't know. I was coming from the angle of the Pasher reading of the Gemara is that it's a Pircha, because Itzrich is not saying I disagree in Svara. It's just saying I grant your Svara, but I have a Pircha in the Kavah Chomer. But and the Pircha is based on a din found in a Mishnah, and then Tosis is coming in with the Kasha. But
Let's wait. We'll see. I'm just trying to set up the difficulties here. Whatever way you say, maybe there are two different ways, and we'll have to see. But okay, let's wait. So the Maran definitely makes Tavis's answer going to be very difficult, because Mimanasha. If Tavis is learning, the answer is that the Mishnah is a raya to the Rabbi Yehuda Svara, then Tavis is kasha wouldn't have made sense. You just do another kasha. Tavis holds you can't say the Mishnah can't be a raya to the Svara. So what's the Gemara doing? Gemara is asking a pircha, but a pircha is only based on the fact that we know that Eved the Amma is potter, and according to Tavis, we don't know that he's potter. Midiraisa. It's only potter because of Shema Yachni Tanu. There goes your pircha. Okay. Let's leave that shver. Another thing is shver. Let's keep getting all the shver guys. And I read again. Tavis kasha. If damar eved va'ama guba neda pekava chomer the shein is chayiv. Kimin nagati the yada taima the shein liyakti tenu rabo. So Aaron Herzberg was asking a question. What was he asking? I heard in the background.
Hello, Zinko.
Yeah. What's Tavis is kasha? The person who asked for Lav Kavah Chomer holds that Anoda Zeko is a Chumra. So you can't learn a Kavah Chomer from shame, because granted, Eved the Amma has a mind of Kavanos and Isaac, but Shane has a mind of Anoda Zeko. So where's your Kavah Chomer? We don't know which Chumra is better. You know, each one has its chumrah. That's what our Mishnah says. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Epoch. You know, if I wrote Shane, I wouldn't know Karen. Even though Karen has a Kavanos of a Hazik. Right? That's what the Gemara comes out, because I would say that Anon Hazik is a bigger chumrah than Kavanos of a Hazik. Right? That's the Gemara. The very next line in the Gemara. The next line of the Gemara is, at a parachofi. Lo roya kachkos of a Hazik, or a Shane. But no Roy Shane Shane shall know that Zeko could Roy Karen. He said if it wrote Shane, I wouldn't know Karen. I Karen is Kavanos and Isaac. Because Hanoda Zeko, I would say, is a bigger Chumrah. So what is David's one? Tamar Evan the Amma, Neda Mikava Chumrah, the Shane is Chayev. How can you learn how to Kava Chumrah from Shane? Shane has Hanoda Zeko.
You mean we're not learning the Gemara?
Isn't the Kashan the Gemara straight up?
Yeah.
What? Sorry, I didn't hear.
The Gemara says there's a Kavah Chomer. So
where did the Gemara say Kavah Chomer?
Second line, the Lav Kavah Chomer who?
Yeah, it's a Kavah Chomer, the way what Rabbi Yehuda said. But the Maksha holds, the Maksha who asked Lav Kavah Chomer is saying that it's a Kavah Chomer. What you said, You said that the difference is that you made our Kavah Chomer. But there are other, I Mr. Maksha, by definition, because I hold Kava Chaymer, that means that I hold that Anora Zeg is a Chumra. Just like I hold Kava Nasser Hazek is a Chumra. So then the Maisa is, he's just speaking to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, they're only speaking to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, if you only wrote Karen, I wouldn't know Shane, because Shane has a Kavanasa. And if it only wrote Shane, I wouldn't know Karen, because Karen has Kavanasa Hazek. So then that the Gemara is asking, what you, Rabbi Yehuda, said is a Kavachomer. But out the MS, the Gemara knows the very next line. The person who's saying Lav Kava Chomer, and Rashi says it works both directions. So that means that he holds that Anora Zeka is a Chumra. So of course there's no, you can't learn out Eben Ba'ama from Shay. What Saif is talking about?
So was that Rashi is saying that the question could work both ways? But I think we saw the concept, that the idea that it's only, you know, on Kavanos Lahazik, the question, and there was no question on Hanala Ezekiel. So maybe at this point, the Gemara did not know that Hanala Ezekiel, you know, there's a tzad to say that it's Mohammer. Therefore, they asked only from Kavanos Lahazik, and Tosas is working only with that. And in the next step, the Gemara is Mechadesh, that Hanola Ezekiel is Mohammer, and therefore I can do the Lo Reizek Reizek, Lo Reizek Reizek, vice versa than what Rabbi Huda did.
Okay, that sounds like a nice possibility. And let me think about that. If you're saying Tavis is assuming that the Gemara yet was not Mechadesh, then Hanola Ezekiel is a Chumra. Even though he holds the Lav Kava Chomer, he's only asking Lav Kava Chomer on Kavanos and Hazek. Not like Rashi. Rashi says the Lav Kava Chomer is on both.
So he agrees to Rabbi Yehuda that Hanala Zeg is a
Kula? And Tavis, you're saying Rashi said, Tavis, in other words, you'll probably say, you'll have to work not like the Mari going Sadik, like the Mari. In other words, you don't like the Mari going Tzaddik, so it's the same Svara, because it goes in the same Svara, that Havanel Sugah Daiti. But you say like the Mari, so they held that Kavanos al Hazek is a Chumra in the Etzem Behema, but they didn't know yet the Svara that Anor Ezek is a Chumra. And when the Gemara said, Lav Kavachomer, they mean literally, even others. Okay, maybe. It just makes, I hear, that doesn't sound so bad. The only thing that's bad about it is it's just like such a weak question, because you can answer the pirate like Rashi, that the Gemara is asking, when the person asked Lav Kava Chomer, he meant on both. It sounds like, you know, like it's a little schwer to say that Tavis is asking Akasha because he's Rashi. Assuming Pasha is not like Rashi. So don't assume that Pasha is not like Rashi, and don't ask Akasha. It's like a little funny, but okay. But I hear that doesn't. It sounds like a possibility. Yes, a good possibility. Okay, let us continue. We're still getting stuck. But this Tavis, everything gets you stuck. So the first Akasha, we're not so clear for two reasons. We have the Maram's problem. And the why is it Hanos Eka Pirch? Okay, but Oth Kasha, Kivin the Reisha the Masis and the Sefes Yedayim, we did not get Eve V'Ama, but I'm not got Eve Isha. Came Mistama Yad the Seifa. So Mistama, they knew the Seifa. In other words, Tavis is Havamina was. Because it seems like Tavis Havamina was. That the Gemara didn't know the Svara of Shemi Akni Tanu. Because the Gemara, Shemi Akni Tanu, is what slugs up the Gemara's statement, right? That's the simple meaning of the Gemara. The Gemara shlugged up the Midav Eved Vava by bringing in Shamiach Nitanu. So you have to say the Gemara and the Havmina didn't know it. She says if the Gemara and the Havmina didn't know it, so then how could they not know it? It's a Beferish or Mishnah. Okay, that sounds like a good question.
Isn't it a little bit of a weird question, meaning that Tosos has to say midinakat eviv am below nakat eviv isha, meaning from the fact if he just said eviv isha, maybe you wouldn't know that Mishnah? Like, yeah, what's
what? Okay, but that's a kvetchy question. Okay,
it just sounds funny. It just sounds.
You know, you're saying Tavis the Chayre, even without that, Tavis could have asked, how can you say that the Gemara didn't know a Mishnah? I agree. Okay, but let me continue. I agree. You know, I just don't think that question. You know, I don't think that question is answerable. So Tavis is just asking the question to make it stronger.
I mean, don't we say that it's possible that an Amora doesn't have to know every Mishnah of?
It sounds pretty far fetched. An Amora didn't know a Mishnah, not that a Braisa, a Mishnah. But okay, but maybe okay, but Tavis makes it stronger. Okay, but oh gosh. So what's Davis's question? What's his question?
You see that ain't kavanas l'azik is not the reason for the.
So Parsha Pshat, Davis's question is that if you're going to tell me that they're bringing a raya from this Tana of the Mishnah, that Kavanah, that Rav Yehuda is right, that Kavanah Salahazik is some kind of fighter, but obviously the Eved Vama has nothing to do with Kavanah Salahazik, because Eved Vama is part there for a different reason. Nothing to do with Kavanah Salahazik. So how can you learn from Eved Vama that Kavanah Salahazik makes a tour? Eved Vama has nothing to do. The tour of Eved Vama obviously does not stem from Kavanah Salahazik. There must be some other X factor that makes a tour. Right? That's what seems to be his question. Is that Eved Vama obviously has some unknown factor that we don't know what it is that makes a tour. You know, there's the maskana is because of Shamiach Nitanu. But the Gemara and the Havamina that didn't know Shamiach Nitanu, so they should have known that there must be some other factor that they're unaware. Let's say the Gemara and the Havamina didn't know Shamiach Nitanu. So they want to prove from Eved Vama that you see that Kavanah Salahazik makes a tour. But obviously they should have realized that they're making a mistake, that there's some other factor, because Kavanah Salahazik would never explain why your father Kishen Kavanah Salahazik. Okay, that sounds fine. The only problem with this question is that the Marsha, for some strange reason, explains this question differently. And that's a little strange. Why the Marsha? Well, this is such a simple, this kasha actually makes sense the way we're learning it. And the Marsha reads the question differently. But okay, let's keep on going, just so we can finish Taifas before. So that's also strange. Okay, V'yei Shleimar. T'shaper avayada makshe time with the Shemiyach Titano Rabba. The makshe knew Shemiyach Titano. So that already answers, I guess, question one, seemingly, because of Shemiyach Nitanu, and answers question two, because he knows your diet. So what is he bringing? So what is it? Parach means, it doesn't mean parach, it means he's bringing Eved Vama. I don't know why he calls it a parach, but that's what he means. Kivin the Eved the Amma Baturin, Afida Be'en Kavanah Salahazik. Eved the Amma is Pater, but it's not Kavanah Salahazik. Abba Gavdel Shayach Taim, the Shemiyach Titan, the Rabbel, the Einesu. even though the reason of Shamayach Titano Rabba doesn't apply. The Shema Nifka, the Tpamin Nifkanu.
Who does the honors, who goes on?
I don't know. Parshat Shad is going on Shamayach Titano, that the Rabba is an honors. Which is strange. Why all of a sudden Titus? I think it doesn't. It's a Parshat Shad. Titus is explaining what Shad and Shamayach Titano is, which is very, very strange. Why Titus in the middle has to explain to me what's Shad and Shamayach Titano? I mean, he knew it before.
But the Anus who is going on the case of Shamayach Titano or the case when it's not Shamayach Titano?
Parshat Shad is going in the case of Shamayach Titano, but I'm not committing myself. Obviously, the Tzivos don't read. But what it makes what Shmer is, so why does Tzivos have to tell me what Shad and Shamayach Titano? I always knew what Shad and Shamayach Titano is. All of a sudden, Tzivos has to give me a new Shad and Shamayach Titano. I don't know. Anyway, so again, Tzivos saying, "I feel like I'm going to drop you a shank up and ask the hazard." I forgot the Shaykh Tanah Shaykh Tanah, the other two. The problem in this Kabbalah, the Yom and others Kabbalah. And so that means that even though you don't have the reason Shemayach Tanah, but really you do have it. This is like double talking. First he said you don't have the reason Shemayach Tanah. Now he's saying you do have the reason Shemayach Tanah. Because the problem is chavlo v'yamanon is chavlo. In other words, you have a problem with Shamayach Titano. So he's saying that why are you potter in all cases? Because there is a problem of Shamayach Titano in all cases. If it's kavanos and hazik, it's definitely Shamayach Titano. And even when there's not kavanos and hazik, there's Shamayach Titano because so the Eved can play a trick to be Mechai of the Odin. So far we have nowhere. So good. So the reason why you're potter in your dime is because of Shamayach Titano. So what does that have to do with our Mechach Patri Bekolinyin? Nimsa. So now it comes out. Check out an awesome Garen up to
her.
Right? So this line makes the most no sense. Tzivos is saying, why is Eved V'Ama Potter? Tzivos started out asking a question. Why don't we learn out Eved V'Ama from a Kal V'Chomer from Shem? Tzivos answered because the reason is because the Gemara knows Kavanos Shemayach Titano. And Shemayach Titano applies even when the guy does the Shemel B'Kavana, because Shema, the Pamin is Chamdu, the Yamanon is Chamdu. So it comes out that the reason why Eved V'Ama Potter is nothing to do with whether Kavanos or Hazek is a Kuda or a Chumra, is because there's a problem of Shemayach Titano. So then what does David say? Nimsa Shekavanasa Garen up to her. Kavanasa Garen up to her because it brings about Shemayach Titano. Hoping Rami, Karen Shekavanasa Nahasa Geshon Apatrik. But by Karen, there is no Svar of Shemayach Titano. What is he talking about?
Sound like Shemayach Titano, an extreme version of Kavanos Lahazik?
No.
Isn't it like
no, I don't think so at all. Shemayach Titano is that the Gemara said that the Eved will do it on purpose to mess up the Odin.
So it's Kavanos Lahazik to the extreme. It's meaning he has such Kavana, that he's going to be able to gur him.
Okay, but it's not because Kavanos Lahazik. It's because if you're going to go ahead and
it's super Kavanos Lahazik.
If you're going to be Mechayiv him, then we're going to create a Pandora's box that we're going to encourage Avodim to
so that's,
go ahead.
That's super Kavanos Lahazik.
Not because of Kavanos. I'm sorry.
What is an animal's Kavanos Lahazik? What does that mean? He wants to do damage, but he doesn't know from his, from an adon or not, because he's a stupid animal. Right. So therefore, he's kavanas lahazik. But the in the case of Eved, it's kavanas lahazik to the extreme. He can do it in order to be mechayev the adon.
Okay, but the whole tour is because we don't. It's completely different svara. By Eved, the chat is. It's a dangerous situation. If we will be mechayev the Eved, we will create a situation that we will encourage avadim to do hezek. We will cause destroy the world because every Eved will do hezek. So we're gonna. The purpose of the Torah is to minimize hezek, and instead, by being mechayev the Eved, we will cause much more hezek in the world. So it's counterproductive.
It's like a takanas olam type of svara.
Yes, like an item that you're gonna cause. You're gonna say you're gonna cause damage. You're gonna make the other go bankrupt. You're gonna make other people suffer that they're gonna have their house burned down. Not my pashas. It's a drabana. Maybe it's a deraisa, but it's nothing to do with kavanas on a hazik like we have by an animal. This is a svara that. That's where the Gemara answers. It's Mechayev Rabo Meya Man Bechol Yom. You're going to have a situation where an Eved will want, he doesn't like his Rav, or he'll want to motivate his Rav to set him free. It's a great trick. The Eved wants to go free. So all he has to be is very sloppy and keep on accidentally breaking things. When he goes to the oven, to the store, he'll break some antique vase and cost the oven $1 million. And the oven will say, listen, I can't keep
so,
you.
But Tosa seems to be saying that therefore, Shakavanasa Garim Aptur. The Kavana is what's Garim Aptur.
Okay, so Tosa doesn't make any sense. That's the problem.
This is an extreme version of Kavana.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't hear. I'm sorry. Okay.
Well, I thought Tosa was saying is that because the kavanas lahazik, there is the svar of shemiyak tenu. So therefore, and your chai by ain kavanas lahazik because of kavanas lahazik. So therefore, it's like a gezerah atu kavanas lahazik. So therefore, it's ain kavanas lahazik is even by ain kavanas lahazik is caused because of kavanas lahazik.
Okay, but I don't know what you say. In other words, you're definitely on the right. There's something to what you're saying. In other words, Taibis doesn't just say, as I was saying, like with Benjamin Stein was saying, that he would have to bring in. That he would just say that Shemiyak Nitanu is because of Kavanas Lahazik. But Taibis brings in this step. There is an extra step in Taibis that Pashtas Shemiyak Nitanu doesn't apply by Eina Mechavim, but there's Asik Zera, we apply it. So why does Taibis bring in that step? Obviously, that step is relevant. That is an Iker step. But the problem is, why? What does that do for us? What the ma'isa? At the end of the day, Shemiyak Nitanu does apply. In other words,
but the korim, the gorim hezik is because the ultimately, what causes hezik in this case, in every other case, is because of kavanas lahazik. Now, Shemiyak Nitanu is the reason why by kavanas lahazik you're chayev, but by
ain
kavanas lahazik.
Is the reason why you're potter.
I'm
and
sorry.
And it's even the reason why you're potter by Eino Mischavim, because Paman Mischavim v'yom and on Mischavim. So we have a valid reason why you potter him. So what does it have to do with Karen? There's a reason to potter because Paman Mischavim v'yom and on Mischavim. And that doesn't apply to Shor. So what?
But the reason why is because of Kavana. Because by the case of Ain Kavanas Lahazik.
It's not because of Kavana. It's because of Shema Yak Nitanu. And then again, we're going to get messed up with this Tikkun Olam.
No, because by Ain Kavanas Lahazik, the reason why you're Chayev is not because of Shema Yak Nitanu.
The reason why you're Potter?
I mean, the reason why you're Potter is not because of Shema Yak Nitanu.
Yes, it is.
No, it's because of the Kavanas Lahazik. Because
no,
there might
it's,
be
because,
a case of,
it's because we're afraid. Is because we're afraid of Shemiyak Nitanu, and you're because of you, and since you know you're only part, you're only going to get in the since Rabban, it's like a two step process. Went ahead and pater the Aden when the Eved does Hesek the Kavana because of Shemiyak Nitanu. So now the Aved gets smart And it says, so all I have to do, if I want to get my Odin, is instead of breaking things with Kavana, I have to be a little bit of an actor and just make believe like I'm a Shmigeg, I'm a Shemazel. And I just dropped it by accident. The Odin told me to carry this vase, and I dropped it by accident.
Tosa says we're not worried about that.
What?
Tosa says we're not worried about that. I don't know why Rebbe keeps on saying that. Tosa says we're not worried about a guy doing that trick that Rebbe just said. I don't know why he says that, but he says that. He says, not shy. That must not be Shema Yeknatenu.
I don't know what that is. It sounds like Shema Yeknatenu to me.
That's something else. It must be something else.
Okay, tell me what that is.
It's exactly what it says.
What is that?
A guy, he likes the damage, Stam, he's a Meshuggah, and then he's gonna claim, you know what, it was an accident.
So why can't he do that for Shema Yeknatenu?
Because that's more devious. I don't know.
I don't hear.
Yes. That's what Tosa says.
You know, there's, if Al Shema Yeknatenu, he won't do that. But
we're not choshesh for that.
We're not choshesh. But Shema, Pamim Nizkanu, Yamun Aska. So, and why should Pamim Nizkanu, why is he Potter?
Because it's a Sufik.
Why is he Potter?
You want a Maisvara?
No, why is he Potter?
Because what can I do? I was watching him from Aina Miskaven. And then meanwhile, as it turns out, it really might have been Miskaven. So I'm like,
So what are you Miskaven?
You can't make me chai for that.
Why not?
Because Miskaven's Potter.
But then why we need to throw Shem Yaknitano if Miskaven's Potter?
Because you need to know why is Miskaven?
Because of Shem Yaknitano.
No, why is Miskaven Potter?
Miskaven's Potter because of Shem Yaknitano, right?
Yeah.
Now we have a new case. That Pamim Niskavna V'yamidon Niskavna. Over there, you don't have this far Hashem Yaknitano. So right. You should be Chayiv.
You should be Potter by
Ein Miskavna. The other should be Chayiv. So why is he other Potter?
By Miskavna or Ein Miskavna?
By Pamim Niskavna V'yamidon Niskavna. We have a case of Lon Niskavna. And we're saying that we're afraid Pamim Niskavna V'yamidon Niskavna.
Right.
Why is the other Potter?
In that case, because because he really should be Potter, because even though it looked like Ein Miskaven, right? Because he said so, but really it was Miskaven. And Miskaven,
so
he should be Potter.
So Miskaven? So Miskaven should also be Chayiv.
No, Miskaven has its own reason for being Potter.
What?
Miskaven's Potter because Shem Yaknatenu.
But you're saying, here in this kind of case, Shem Yaknatenu doesn't apply.
He's not Potter because of Shem Yaknatenu. He's Potter because we're choshe that this was a case of Miskaven.
And so good, so that'll be a case of Miskaven. There's no Shem Yaknatenu by this Miskaven.
No, but there's a din that Miskaven is Potter.
Why is there a din? Miskaven is only Potter because of Shem Yaknatenu.
Every Miskaven is Potter.
You told me that Miskaven is Potter because of Shem Yaknatenu.
But the Takanas Darabanan, this is the Takanas Darabanan. We're Tikkun Olam.
Why not?
Because there's a Takanas Darabanan, there's a Tikkun Olam. So by Mischavin, we say that the Rabbanan have to do something crazy. Really, you are also should be Chayav by Mischavin also. But there's an issue of Tikkun Olam, so we're going to say that by Mischavin, we're going to make the Rabbanan make a Takana of Tikkun Olam. Okay, but you can't say that by Ein Miskaven, it's also Tikkun Olam. There's no Tikkun Olam by Ein Miskaven. Okay. Now, it happens to be there's another Svara. There's another svara that you might trickery. So, but it's you might trick us into saying that you're Miskaven. In the end of the day, you're right. You get the same point, but you can't say that the Tikkun Olam is not applied here.
Okay, it has to be that the Tikkun Olam doesn't apply. So why aren't you Chayiv?
Because we're afraid that you're going to trick us. The trickery is happens to be that it leads
no
it stems
problem
from
a Tikkun Olam. So be Chayiv.
It's not a problem with Dafka by Ein Miskaven. It's a problem. The problem here by Ein Miskaven, and what causes this damage is because we're afraid of trickery. We're afraid that you're going to trick us into something. Happens to be what you're going to trick us into, and the cause for that thing is because of Tikkun Olam. Okay, but that's not what's causing us to make you chayv, make you potter by Ein Miskaven. The reason why we're making you potter by Ein Miskaven is because we're afraid that you're going to trick us. Whereas we're afraid because you look like a dog. So you're wearing a mask that we're afraid. We don't know what this mask is.
I don't follow. So why are you out there?
But it all goes back to the Shamayak Nitanu. If you're telling me that Eino Miskaven is Chav because of Miskaven, it's mathematics.
It's worse than that. It's Mimanashah. If you're partner because of Shamayak Nitanu, so then Taivis, there's no Raya. And if Shamayak Nitanu doesn't apply, then Taivis' first Kasha was, and you should be Chayiv. You should learn how to Kava Chaymer. You should be Chayiv. So
that's a good question, Rabbi. But you Rabbi keeps on saying that Shemiyak Niteno applies to the case of Miskaven. Tosa says it doesn't apply. Okay, he says a different problem.
Okay, I didn't read Taisus like that. I read Taisus. We can disagree in the reading. I read Taisus that even though it doesn't apply in the primary way, but it applies in a secondary way. In other words, it's a lower degree of Shemiyak Nitanu. But I learned that Taivis, he also means Shemiyak Nitanu, but a lower degree of Shemiyak Nitanu, as if there were like two level takanas. There's the first takana was in maybe one's a deraisa and one's a derabanan or something like that. But they're both Shemayak Nitanu. They're just different degrees of Shemayak Nitanu. That's how I read Taisus. Shemayak Nitanu Rabo the Einasu is a primary reason of Shemayak Nitanu. And then there's a secondary reason of Shemayak Nitanu of the Pama Nishamnu, the Yamrinam Nishamnu. And there's just two Shemayak Nitanu reasons flying around. And that probably explains why Titus added the words Einasu to distinguish between the two Shemayak Nitanus. The first Shemayak Nitanu is Einasu, and the seventh Shemayak Nitanu is more Tikkun Olam Dik. Okay, we'll have to see. I'm not proving my way. I'm just trying to read Titus to make sure that everyone knows that Titus doesn't make any sense.
Anytime we say Gezerah,
that Titus didn't make any sense. It's just a question.
Anytime we say Gezerah of something, well, whatever it is, and we say that there's a Gezerah because of another reason, we don't say that the reason why you're Chayav because of the thing that we're making a Gezerah onto is because of the reason for the first Chiyuv. We say it's because of the gezera onto that. Meaning, if B is chayev because of a gezera from A, so we don't say that the reason why B is chayev is because of the logic of A. We say that B is chayev because of A. And having seen A is chayev. It's the same thing. So let's go the opposite way. What we're saying is B is potter because of a gezera from A, right? So now you're going to tell, if I ask you, what's the reason why B is potter? You're not going to say, well, let's look at A, and what's the reason why A is putter? A is putter for X, Y, and Z. So therefore, the reason why B is putter is because of X, Y, and Z. No. The reason why B is putter is because of Gezerah from A.
Okay. So
the reason why A is putter is because of Gezerah from B.
You're not answering the problem. The problem is Mimanasha. If there's the Svara of Shemayak Nitanu applies, so then the Gemara makes no sense. If it doesn't apply, then Tavis' first kasha was, learn out that Eved Ha'am is Chayiv. That was Tavis' kasha. So you should learn out that Eved Ha'am is Chayiv. Why in the world are you potter? There's a circle here which can't get started. Why are you potter? Why is Eved Ha'am a potter by Eino Mechavim? If Shemayak Nitanu applies, so you should be, then there's nothing, it has nothing to do with our sugya.
Why?
If Rabbi Winter is right that Shemayak Nitanu does not apply, so then you should be chayiv, because there's no reason to bother you. So how in the world does Taitis say that, and you're the potter, because Kavanos HaLahazek causes a tour, but we don't hold that Kavanos, we're... What are they?
Can Rabbi say that again? I don't understand what Rabbi's saying.
We have a case of Eino of Eved Ha'am who's not Mechavi. And the Mishnah in Yadayim is passing that Eved Ha'am in all cases is Potter, even by the case of Eved Ha'am of Eino Mechavi. Now we want to know, this case of Eved Amah without Mechavim, does the Svar of Shammai Akitanu Rabba apply there or not? So if you say yes, so then it has nothing to do with our Sugya, because, okay, over there you're Potter because of Tikkun Olam of Shammai Akitanu. Okay, Rabbi Winter says that it does not apply there. Okay, so if it doesn't apply there, so then logically you should be chayiv, because that was Tavis's first kasha. That if there's no, or I don't know if it's first kasha, but that's it's a little bit would be if there's no, you know, there's a okay, maybe you would have a kavachomer, you would have maybe a mamatzinu. If there's no svara if there's no svara of shemayak nitanu, then pashas you should be chayiv.
So Tosis is addressing that. Maybe yeah. Just we don't understand. Okay,
and we don't know what he's saying. So okay, but said he does address somehow it. Somehow or another, you become Potter, Guva, because of Kavanos al-Hazik. What in the world is that supposed to mean? How does Kavanos al-Hazik, why in the world does Kavanos al-Hazik, which we don't hold to be a Kula, cause a Kula in a case when there's no Kavanos al-Hazik?
Aren't we left?
And especially when you learn add the Mahram, that we can't accept it. We hold in Svar that Kavanos al-Hazik is not up to it. So what are we doing here?
Isn't Tosfos saying that he's saying that Shemiyak Tisano applies to Einon Niskavim because only because we don't really know whether he's really Einon Niskavim. We're suspecting that he really is Niskavim.
Right. So then Gubans, and then if that's the case, and then there's no Raya from Eved Amah to anything. That's why Mimarasha. If Shemayak Nitano applies, like you just said, so then Tavis himself said that once you apply Shemayak Nitano, then there's no rise from Eved Amah to anything, because Eved Amah is Patrick of the Shemayak Nitano, like Rav Ashi says at the end of the Gemara.
That's all because of Kavanos al-Hazik.
So good, but it still has nothing to do with our Gemara, because only Shemayak Nitano is up to her, but not Stam Kavanos al-Hazik.
But instead of learning...
I'm sorry, I can't give you... But, right? So if Shemayak Nitano applies, you see that in the end of the Gemara, Rav Ashi said, oh, Shemayak Nitano. So apparently once you say Shemayak Nitano applies, then you have no right to there to anything. That's Befeish and Rav Ashi. So you see, if somehow or another we say that Shemayak Nitano applies by Einam Lechavim, so then we're back with Rav Ashi, and there's no Raya. Edomai, we say like Rabbi Winter, which I hear, is that Tavis is saying that Shemayak Nitano doesn't apply to Einam Lechavim. So then why is Einam Lechavim Potter? So Tavis says it's Potter because of Lechavim. What in the world is that supposed to mean? Because Mechavim is Potter, but Mechavim is the only Potter because of Shemayak Nitano. And Yanetiam doesn't apply here, so why should any Mechavim be Potter? It doesn't make any sense. So there's a Mimanashach here that this doesn't make sense in Taisus.
Okay, I don't understand Rebbe's Mimanashach, because Rebbe's Mimanashach is saying that if Eno Mechavim, if there's no Shemayak Nitano,
then
you should be chayev. But what I thought pshat is, and maybe I'm just so confused. I mean, I am so confused, but maybe I'm more confused than I thought. Is that if it's a gezera from the reason why you're potter by Einon Niskavim is because it's a gezera of Kavanos Lahazik.
And just because we're afraid,
because we're afraid that
you're Kavanos Lahazik and there is Shemayak Nitano. What are we afraid of? Are we afraid that there is Shemayak Nitano or not Shemayak Nitano?
Yeah, but it's across the board.
What are we afraid of?
No, that doesn't mean that in this case we're actually afraid of Shemayak Nitano. It just means it's a gezeira across the board.
Okay, so good. So because of that gezeira, because of we were afraid of some cases,
so we don't have Shemayak Nitano.
Because we're afraid of Shemayak Nitano in some other case, we made a gezeira and we passed you even when it doesn't apply. Good. So correct. What does that have to do with our sugya? So Eved Amah is Potter either because it has a problem of Shemayak Nitano itself, or because it has a gzeira of Shemayak Nitano. So it doesn't have a gazir, why in the world does it have to do with Shur, which doesn't have Shemayaki Dando and doesn't have Exera Shemayaki Dando?
But what we see for sure is that a driving cause of you being putter by Ain Kavanas Lahazik is Kavanas Lahazik.
No, you don't.
That's yes, you do, because that is the cause of the
Zera of Shemayaki Dano.
That sounds like a lot what I tried 12 minutes ago.
The Gzera is from Kavanas Lahazik.
No, but the Gzera is not because Kavanas Lahazik itself deserves to be potter. The Gzera is because Kavanas Lahazik is potter because of Shemayaki Dano. The starting point is Kavanas Lahazik is potter because of Shemayaki Dano. Then we have Xera that were because of Xera up to that case. So everything comes from the case of Shemayaki Tano. Even if you say that the Xera,
but that's obviously not the case.
And it applies to cases where there's no Shemayaki Tano. But the reason for the Xera is because of some low plug that goes back to Shemayaki Tano. So it has nothing
no,
to
but
do.
Ain Kavanas Lahazik, no, it's not a common, no, the reason why Ain Kavanas Lahazik, in the actual case of Ain Kavanas Lahazik, why you're putter, is not because of anything about Ain Kavanas Lahazik.
It's not because of Shemayaki Tano?
No, it's
but not because of the Xera Shemayaki Tano?
No, it's because.
So then you should be tired.
No, because when you're actually Kavanas Lahazik, you might say you're Kavanas Lahazik. So when you're actually in BMS Kavanas Lahazik, but when you're Ain Kavanas Lahazik, there's no gazera of anything about Shemayaki.
Why are you putter?
The reason why you're putter is because there might be a case where you're actually Kavanas Lahazik.
So good. So there's no reason why you're putter. So it has nothing to do with our sugya. Mimanasha. Is there
but it does have to do with our sugya.
It's a very simple mimanasha. Is there a reason why you're putter or not? If there's a reason why you're putter, so it has nothing to do with our sugya. If there's no reason why you're putter, then you should be chayiv.
There's a reason why you're putter is because of Kavanas Lahazik, which has nothing to do with Kavanas Lahazik, which there might be a case.